He said that this is Chief Frank Andrew from Toledo.
This is a good meeting. We had one way back in, Joseph spoke about it, and for good hope, way back in 2008, I think it was. And, you know, this is good because what I want to talk about is going to be in Slavey, so my elders can understand what I'm talking about.
I'm forgetting which language. Today we are talking about Caribou. He said last week we had a hand games tournament last week, and there was a lot of people here. And he said that he saw our vehicles of, they were all by, driving by us, how many times watching us. And he says that's what we are talking about today. He said we want to make a very strong and a strong voice. He said that we are sitting across from us, and he said that those people, it's the words of these people that are going to allow us to make decisions over here by the board. And he said that with, it's their words that are going to determine how things are going to be. And he said that we are people, we are, and so they are our own people. We should be able to be working together. And what we are working on right now is a very, very big issue. We are talking about the children of the future, our own children for the future. And when our children are on their journey, we want them to have a very positive, positive experience in that. And that's why we fix land claims, because of that. And when the land claims was even though the land claims came, and he said that I was told that even though I was living in Fort Norman, I would still have the rights that are granted to the Satu region. He said, and I'm not going to leave those rights. And the Wildlife Act is, there's a paper here that is based on the Wildlife Act. And he said back then, he said that when the Wildlife Act was going to become into term, I strongly objected to it, because I said that it was going to eventually be making decisions for us. And here it is. And he's saying that we are now talking about tags being allocated to different people. He said that in the Satu region, how many are going to be located, especially the whole region? And I live in Toledo. And he said that when the caribou move and migrate in this area, it goes through around Bennettfield area, and it moves all the way into the Bennettfield, and then it goes all the way on the winter roads. And that's a bluenose herd. And he said that it goes... he said that the Cova Lake herd came all the way to Willow Lake. And he said that the animals, they walk wherever they want to go. It's never how deep the snow is. It travels along without determining the census. And he said that maybe you are, the counting and stuff like that, you're saying, maybe it is true. But for us as Dene people, we are the Shutautuna people. We also have caribou across that. And he said that we've heard from our old ancestors and our elders about the caribou up there. And they say that the elders would tell us that we could see where their tracks are and that, and where their feeding grounds or calving grounds. We really take care of, really good care of those regions. And we call it, in reference to us, in reference to those places, we call it sacred places. And he said that today that some of the discussions are being, the discussion is about giving tags for caribou. And he says, personally, I disagree with that. And he said that in the future, when my child is playing, my grandchildren are playing out there and or out on the land, and they see a caribou and they want to get it, if they have no tags, they can't get that animal. And he said that that sometimes he said, I'm thinking about it. And when we did our land claims and the rights were given to us, and he said that we had meetings with the territorial government, and then we talked, and then devolution happened. And when devolution happened, they said to us that our treaty rights would not be impacted upon. And this, what we're talking about, harvesting right, is still a treaty right, and it is a new treaty right. And he said that the legislation that are written, and it's written within the land claims, and it says inside there, it said that within the agreement, it says that you have the right to hunt and to harvest.
The beneficiary of Tolida has the right to hunt. I think you guys overseen some things that you guys should see. I see that there are so many courts happening in Canada over treaty rights. And I've been telling my people, I said, if things just go ahead, we can't leave it, I said. We either had to go to court or do something about it. Even before that, things like that to happen, we have to work together to make it fit so that our younger generation will have a safe trip home all the time. That's why we have treaty rights. That's why we have a rights to the land claim. But if we just leave it the way it is today, we talk about how we're going to allocate permits and stuff like that, I think our young people is going to get hurt down the line. You already heard it from our buddies on the other side of the line. And the other thing I've always thought about is the rights to hunt. And the rights to hunt for the Satu beneficiary, I might be wrong, but that's what I understand, is within the Satu region. We don't have rights to hunt other places except in Diecho, because that's not a claimant group yet. You have Treaty 11 rights. And that's what I understood. So you see, that's why I just can't let go of my rights within the Satu region, this circle right here, inside here. That's why we have to work closely together, as my friends from Cove League are saying, and I believe that. You know, I remember when I was a young kid, my father was alive then. He used to go beaver hunting in the springtime. He used to get 5 tags. You call tags now, at that time we call it seal, beaver seal, 5. That's all you could shoot, he said. And we had a whole bunch of us. 5 beaver didn't mean anything. And that's where we're going back today again. So for me, I don't think talking about tags is good. It's not going to be good for the future, for sure. By listening to everybody talking here today, I think we should really work closely together. Way back in the days when I was a young guy, when the territorial government was going to be established, the Dene people of the Northwest Territories at that time had Dene Nation. And the Dene Nation was the people of the North. And it's still today it is yet. And at that time, the government said, let's build a territorial government. So our people agreed to do that. And he said, if we put our people within that organization, we'll have a lot of say on whatever's going to happen within the territories. That's why you see leadership of people from the Satu or other regions sitting with the people. But somehow the law changed that. And I think that's what we're trying to do here. Even though we have rights to hunt within the Satu region, we're trying to change that, even though it's our treaty rights, land claim rights. And I think for me, I don't want to see that happen. You know, we're all getting older. We all have to think about the young people that's coming. We don't think about the people south of 60 right now. They'll be coming someday. Probably a lot is here already. So it's going to be a tough job for all of us. But I think we should really work closely together. We have to do that. You know, because you can't be taking my rights away, which you gave to me, and take it away from me. And then me, I had to go to court to get it back. No good. So let's work together. Thank you very much. Masi.